Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Welcome, everyone.
Welcome, welcome. Yahoo Dores, Yahoo Forays. Yahoo, sticking in my asshole. It feels like Christmas because this tell-all was a gift.
The tell-all's done come, and we're happy.
I'm going to say something I never haven't said.
I'm sure it's not going to be overreaching.
No, I am so looking forward to the part two of the tell-all.
Wow.
When have we
said
that?
I don't think I've ever said that.
No.
There are always these bloated things. This, maybe it's because there was no commercials, but even though it's still set up like they'll do something, the editors just can't go beyond what they normally do.
Well, there are commercials if you get the lower tier Discovery
Plus.
Oh,
that makes sense.
So,
if I had to watch commercials, I'd hate it.
They took all our money. Isn't that shitty? That you still have to, you pay $5 a month for Discovery
Plus,
still
have to watch
commercials.
That sucks.
What do they want from us? Our fucking blood?
I'm going to agree with you. This tell-all was fantastic.
People are freaking out online about the Sissy Squad. The Sissies are just like going, what?
They invited the whole neighborhood. Everyone came. Y'all, the murder cult was there.
They were there.
The Robert, who evidently works in some type of, it looked like either a funeral home.
Yep.
Or one of those weird gift stores where they have like watering cans full of flowers.
Yes. Yes.
It was, the whole place was white. Aside from this like color sculpture over where he was.
Clover leaf in Ardmore. That's where you get your water cans, flowers.
A gift store for gifts when people have died.
Mm-hmm.
You buy sympathy presents
there.
They
are very proud of their precious moments section.
Yes. Yeah.
Very much.
Or like the kind of like the very corner of like the hospital gift shop.
Yes.
Where you buy things from people. Someone's just died upstairs, so you have to give them something.
Know it well. Know it well.
Sure you do.
This is going to be, we're going to see each other on Tuesday. And I was going to say, we're getting to the last of the shows together for a little bit. Are you sad?
Let's talk about the show.
Classless.
Classless.
We just want to remind everybody.
I need to get you out of this apartment because the only way you can... You're looking around. Every time you're here, you're looking around at things you can do, and I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very micromanaging, and it makes me nervous.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you need to announce before we dig in to this juicy tell-all morsel of a tell-all?
Y'all have loved Extreme Sisters. It's So thank y'all for coming at us. We're excited.
It really, really pisses me off when because I do our Patreon numbers every week, and I'm like, oh, this is up. Guess that's because of Extreme Sisters.
Yes, so. And we're excited. It comes on tonight. I'm ready for it. So we're excited about that. Also, y'all, this Single Life is going to be ending, but we did find out that there's a new 90 Day show into the fray.
Caribbean Love?
90 Day.
Caribbean Love. Oh, we're sharing the same glove. No more love on the road.
Yes. 90 Day Caribbean Love. I think it's going to be a hot mess, and I'm hopefully they show a trailer for it next week. I think it'll be spectacular.
Hopefully it's lots of drunk people who met on a carnival cruise.
And you know what? Yes. And you know it's going to be people,
lots of mollies,
that met a fuck boy or a fuck girl, and now they're one person
bang trip.
One person's pregnant.
Oh.
They're like
there is a catfish people have never met before.
Yes. And there's just going to be a lot of sad parents.
Lots sad. Of Mollies,
yes.
Lots of Melanies.
Yes. Lots of Annies.
Oh, right. They're also a Caribbean story.
Yeah, Annie and what's his
Robert.
Name? Robert.
Robert and Annie.
I met her for one day. We're going to marry her.
That's right. He took a cruise for one day.
He took a seven-day cruise and only spent one day with Annie.
You could have couldn't you have just gone there?
Couldn't you just flown
to the DR?
To the Dominican Republic and seen her for like 3 days? Instead.
I think you're giving Robert a little too much credit. Although I will say Robert is very funny on Pillow Talk.
They're very funny on Pillow Talk. I'm honestly read. I sent her a message. Where is Veronica and Tim on Pillow Talk?
They're still there.
No.
Aren't they?
No, not Veronica and Tim. Where is. I want Molly and Kelly on Pillow Talk.
Oh, I think Cynthia is better.
With her. Oh,
they do it. Yeah.
Oh, they do. I forgot about Cynthia, but Kelly's funny.
He
was funny to tell her. I want Veronica to be on The Single Life. I want her to be on The Single Life. And Tim,
I don't know if it qualifies because she's not an actual cast member.
But she kind of was.
Yeah.
But she's on the tell-all.
Yeah, you're right.
Pillow Talk. They don't care at this point. She has a large social media following, and that's all they care about.
You know what? That's exactly right.
That's all some
that's
big.
That's why Fernanda's on there.
Somebody, Discovery Plus, who's some exec who tried to sue us. It's the same type of guy that says,
do they have social media following?
And he's probably like eating. For some reason, I see him just eating a huge turkey leg.
Yeah.
As they.
100,000.
Like, give me more some of that coleslaw.
Anyway,
just shoveling food into his mouth as he says, yes. Like, how many followers does she have? Perfect.
She's here perfect.
So, y'all, we're going to cover it. Have no fear. Your queens are here.
There's also a food show coming up. I don't know if we'll do all of it.
We'll skip that.
Or maybe like a Bicurious or
something. Oh, that's why we do Bicurious.
But they make food.
I hope they make food that you don't like, that you have a problem with. That'd be amazing. To see you be so upset about what they made.
Well.
Because you have opinions.
I do have a lot of opinions about food.
You do.
But I think it's supposed to be about food that they're making to share with, that's of their culture, which is really cool.
That is cool, actually. This better not be good.
I don't know. I think it's called Food Wars.
Well,
Foodies.
90 Day Caribbean Love starts at the
food
end,
sex.
End of July.
Oh, it's that long?
Yeah, we got a bit.
Okay.
Anyway, that's it.
What's usually after? No, I'm thinking we already have Happily Ever After, and that's going to go on for 29-30 episodes at this point.
We should have, I think next is we should have a Before the 90 Day.
I think you're right.
I think that's the next one
that's
we usually
the cycle.
Have. We should have it before then we'll have The Other Way, and then 90 Day, and then Hey. But COVID fucked up everything.
It's true. Miss COVID, you done fucked up everything.
You done fucked up everything.
In comes Miss COVID.
Hi, boys. I'm going to fuck this shit up.
That's a new character. In comes Miss COVID.
Oh! Excuse me. I'm just feeling a little peaky.
In comes Miss COVID.
In comes Miss COVID. All right. Okay.
So every time COVID's fucked something up for us, in comes Miss COVID.
Hi, Olympics. I'm going to fuck you. Going to fuck you. Y'all ain't never seen nothing like me. Headlines ain't ever done anything to me, but I don't care.
Let's move in.
Let's move through. So I've got to ask, it's been bothering me the whole season. What rat-like / goofy family member is Colt does he look like? Does he look like that thing Goofy in a human form? It's like with that beard and those eyebrows, he looks like someone. Or some kind of Mickey Mouse, like, alternate universe.
Are you thinking that he looks like, not Bluto, but like the mean Goofy in the Scrooge who plays the ghost of winter, ghost of future, present?
No, it doesn't look like Pete. No, okay. That's not who I'm thinking of.
Wow, that was, you knew that?
Black Pete.
Wow.
I love Mickey's Christmas Carol. It's like a Mickey's. Someone will know this because he looks like, or he kind of looks like, there is like a version of some type of Goofy relative or Mickey relative, or as a human person. Or
he doesn't look good. That's what he doesn't. He needs to shave.
That chin beard is awful.
I'm actually don't mind his long hair.
He can't stop touching it.
He needs to trim his beard. Yes.
That being said, I liked him the most on this tell-all, and I can't believe I'm saying that. I'm actually a little happy for them, and I'm not happy for anybody.
I know. I know. So they're all arriving. We get the, you know, Colt arrive.
Everyone's kind of talking to
they're
people.
They're together. Vanessa's like, she's like, nothing's changed. His sex drive's a problem. Danielle arrives.
Danielle's hair looks great. It's the best it's ever looked.
She looks great. She's like, I don't know what to expect. And Colt, he says, I love Danielle, but she's a bit cringe.
Girl, pot kettle black.
I don't want to say, you're not wrong. And look in the mirror.
Yeah.
She's looking better than you right now, buddy.
I think he has a lot more self-awareness than we thought he did. That we're seeing
maybe
on the
it
single
does seem
life,
like it, yes.
Yeah, I think he, but the way he was talking to Ed, he's like, Ed, at least I know I'm a piece of shit.
Save it.
God damn it!
I knew you were going to jump into it. So Ed arrives.
I'm always like, give it to me now.
Ed arrives, and shocker, he hasn't spoken to Liz in a while. I don't know if she's moved on or what. And then Ed says, "I treated her very well and did the best I could." But she was taught to fight. And what was Ed taught, Poodle?
I was taught I was a lover. And she's taught not to love and not to be affectionate. And this is exactly what we said he would do.
It is exactly what we nailed him exactly
that he would say, I did everything I could. Liz was too broken for me. I could not fix her. I could not break down her shell. Not that I ran her away with my completely rushing our relationship and my controlling. Yeah. Not that at all. And that's why, I won't say this, but it's a prelude. He says in therapy now, it's not going to take. Which,
good, but yeah.
This, I don't think a person like this.
Well, if he does it for maybe like 10 years. You never know. He could be cured by the time he's 65. When I get older, therapy.
He needs to be taken down so much that he's destroyed and built back up.
I know some therapists that can do that to people.
I do it for free for him.
Yeah. Ed, you don't got to pay anybody. Poodle's right here.
I would come in here and yell at you for maybe 3 hours. You would leave, not crying, not the fake tears that you're trying to be a martyr for everybody. You would leave in a body bag.
Wow.
And I'd enjoy it.
Wow.
I'm sorry. My rage for him goes so deep.
Well, it's interesting that, Ed, Colt even says, Ed is just an asshole. And Vanessa says, yeah, so they've got it too. Fernanda arrives. She says that she's, you know, she had problems with Colt in the past and she hopes that goes well. But they showed the clip. I don't think it was Colt. It was,
Larissa.
They showed a clip and I went, who is that? Larissa has completely changed her appearance so much, which she made an announcement, by the way, that she is officially no more 90 Day Fiance. She's also not posting any comments or pictures about her kids. She got threats.
Oh, wow.
Like about her kids' safety and welfare. And she said she's keeping her private life private from now on.
Well,
she's not talking about any dating or anything.
Wow.
Well, she said that her kids' lives were threatened.
Well, she's not going to do any more 90 Day stuff because they fired her.
Well, yeah.
But yeah.
She's like kind of turning over a new leaf. So, but all anyway, right. I think Fernanda will
believe
be
it when
fine.
I see it.
Yeah.
What do you think about, well, we can do looks in a minute. What do you think about Fernanda's fringe thing?
I just felt like she looks cold.
Yeah.
Y'all, I've been on set. Poodle has too.
It's freezing.
It's always freezing.
It's always
on set.
Cold.
So I thought, wow. You're going to get cold.
I know what she's trying to do. It looked a little bit like fourth share farewell tour for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was because it shows her shoulders. I noticed when she was sitting on it, she has bad posture.
Yeah.
Which a lot of young people do.
She's gorgeous. It didn't do anything for her.
Yeah, it looked fine.
I think she was trying to be edgier and it did not do that.
It did. Danielle, look, her outfit was great.
That. You know what? Because she knows her brand.
That color was
simple
great on her.
Simple orange dress.
Yes.
Her hair looked good.
It was great on her.
Colt and Vanessa looked like garbage, but you know.
Vanessa looked fine.
You know, you're right. I shouldn't say that.
Colt looked like garbage. Yeah. But Vanessa looked fine.
And the less said, the better.
Molly snatched to the gods.
Oh, my God.
I mean, she was bronze.
Now,
she was a very bronze makeup,
on.
But her dress was gorgeous.
And with the color, with that yellow color, the bronzing made it was even worse.
I would have done less bronzing, but she looked, the dress was, y'all.
Why did the makeup artist let them go out like that?
It was a little too bronze, because they probably had to do their own.
Yeah.
I will say, though. God.
If makeup artist, we need you.
If I was a big woman, I would buy her bras because her tits look great. Like,
yeah,
she looks great.
She looked the best. Molly looked
so
the best.
Who else? Who else is on this show?
Well, Brittany will say more about later because she a no-show, y'all.
Because she a no-show. We see a little clip of her apparently next week, and all I can say is tits, 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 tits.
She got a boob
job. Everybody say.
But they are huge.
My first thought is, the absolute entitlement and not to show up. Because both of us, I have nightmares about not showing up to things.
I know. It'll be interesting. I'll hear her out until whatever the excuse is next week, because maybe it's something, but it's beyond unprofessional.
Yeah.
It's, y'all, this isn't just like they're on a reality show.
This is every crew member depending on you.
But they're paid to be here.
Yeah,
that's the contract they've signed. I know they're paid to be here. So it's the same thing as if you just not showing up to your job.
Yeah.
And so when I look at,
it's
like,
not that you don't want to come that day.
It's really entitled.
Yeah. I was,
and then the whole thing
furious
with Terrence talking about how she keeps like blocking him.
We'll definitely get into that.
I thought she grew up.
No,
I was wrong.
I was starting to think something may happen, and then when he started talking about it, I was like, she didn't change.
She didn't change. So, okay. So Fernanda does look... Now, we thought Fernanda looked okay, but Ed immediately thinks Fernanda looks gorgeous.
And says...
And he has a crush on her, to be honest.
Something might happen there. In what universe? I know.
So... Molly,
glad that therapy's working.
It's true. Molly and Kelly showed up, and Molly says, I told him straight up that I don't want to have kids, so we're going to see. And then...
I was shocked to see them together.
Yes, I was too, actually. So...
I thought the only couple together would have been Colt and Vanessa.
You know what shocked me is... Yeah, I agree. What shocked me is when they were all waiting to go on, and they're like, why isn't Brittany here? Why isn't Brittany here? And they're all kind of thinking of these ideas, and like, maybe she's hurt. Maybe she this. And then Danielle said, well, maybe she's embarrassed because her boyfriend saw that she was having one boyfriend while she was dating the other person.
And I went, that's exactly it, Danielle.
And I went, even a blind squirrel finds a nut.
As soon as she said that, I went, oh my God, that's it.
I went, that's it.
Danielle just saw through.
And everyone's
like, well, something must have happened. Maybe something's wrong with her. Blah, blah, blah.
Could have been a bear or a chair.
Danielle could have been a, or a bear, or a chair, or a body stuck up with the greens. But no. And Danielle said that, and everyone went, oh, yeah, that's it.
That's it. But then Terrence has a response of, I can't be mad at her about that because we weren't official. So if she's dating somebody else, I'm not mad about that.
Yeah.
Terrence has made his point clear. He's never been mad at her about that. He's been upset and hurt that she ghosted him.
Yeah.
And that's important to remember later on. I think we're almost there. Basically, so
Ed is poking at Colt and says,
already before.
So what's it like living with your mom? This is why some of the internet was saying, boy, Colt and Vanessa really went on in on Ed, but you can see Ed start poking at Colt even before the show starts.
Before the show started.
You know why? Ed was trying to make sure he didn't look like the biggest asshole.
Yeah.
And it backfired.
And it backfired.
Because he is like, hee-haw.
He has. Is that supposed to be a donkey or your sex noises?
That's a hee-haw. It's your
sex noises, isn't it?
I've only done that once during choking.
We need to move on. And somebody just mentioned that we need merch that says that. How is our merch going, by the way?
It's great.
Yeah, when
soon,
we expect
next
it?
Week.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Next week, everybody.
We need to move on.
Yeah. And of course, Colt, Ed's crying and Colt's like, do you
want
to share?
I don't want Liz here today.
And Colt says, do you want to talk about it? And of course, Ed says, no, I don't want to talk about it here. I want to talk about it on the cameras.
And I liked it when, and Colt said, Ed, it's just an asshole. I went, thank you.
Thank you. And they all sit down and we think we're going to start. And then they said, oh, we hear, oh, camera, she's here. Oh, Brittany's here. It's not Brittany.
It's not Brisney. Brisney.
It's Brisney.
It's not Brisney.
It's not Buckenzie. It's not Buckenzie.
Yo, we had a Facebook, in our Facebook group, the Sissy Squad, we had a poll where people chose how Buckenzie's name would be spelled. And I'm not sure who won, because that's not the point.
Mm-hmm.
But there was an equal, kind of an equal, it was a tough fight between Buckenzie, B-A Kenzie,
uh-huh.
And I think a lot of people, someone suggested B apostrophe Kenzie, mm-hmm. uh-huh. which is also a great suggestion. Uh-huh. My heart still goes with Buckenzie, B-U-H Kenzie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Buckenzie.
Buckenzie.
That's an Extreme Sisters thing, y'all.
It is.
I liked it. One woman said, you know, they should really think about that because naming her Buckenzie is going to be hard. So they'll always have to spell it.
She thought it was so real.
She was so well-meaning.
She was like, this, she's stressed. She's going, Carl, they don't name this poor girl Buckenzie.
Someone should stop it.
Oh my God, shoot her. Go get your daddy and tell him about this
name. Tell about Buckenzie.
She didn't know. She hadn't listened to Extreme Sisters
yet. She hadn't listened
yet.
To Extreme Sisters because, anyway.
Anyway, so...
So we need to talk about Brittany because Brittany's not there.
But already this tell-all was done so well because they're all sitting in there, and then suddenly here's Liz. And Liz is already crying. She says she's numb.
Yeah.
They haven't talked in a month.
Is Liz's natural color that dark?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It's a little dark.
Because I couldn't figure it out. Because I think her natural color is somewhere in between... what she was on the show and this.
Yeah. And you know, Melanated Way just posted a post about kind of Liz is talking more on social media.
Yeah.
That don't worry, y'all. They're still not together.
Ugh.
Because it almost looked like, you know.
I would go down to San Diego myself.
But also, well, I'm not, it's all allegations. And I don't love it when somebody comes for a single mom, but. Liz's ex now has been coming for Liz.
Oh, I'm sure.
Saying that he's saying basically that she kind of dropped him and their kid to do this. All for money, kind of left
that
them
alert.
That
doesn't surprise me at all.
So there's shit everywhere, y'all.
No, it's a using. They both yeah. used one another.
And he says they're perfect one another.
Ugh.
Now, I will say my favorite part is Liz walks on set and Fernanda goes,
It is a full-on Dios mío telenovela.
It was great.
El gasp.
So, and anyway, so they start without Brittany and the tell-all begins.
And so, again, Liz is also wearing a little too much bronzer. These are the, and her makeup looks dark.
It does. I have so many notes on this episode. This might be one.
You're right. They're still doing their own makeup and it's just really unfortunate.
It's not the same when they have artists.
So, Liz is already crying. The Fernanda starts, and then, Fernanda basically is saying she's got lots of new stuff going on. Everyone's excited. And Molly and Kelly say, we're good. And I'm like, good? Really?
And then I loved it when Sean said, well, get ready because the firing squads are coming.
And Kelly goes, uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Now, y'all, Kelly is every straight man who's watched a movie with you goes, uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
who's not really, he hasn't had exposure to any of the other sequels of this previous movie.
Yeah, he's the guy that's going to talk to the screen of a horror movie.
Yes.
What you doing? What you doing? Watch out. Oh, bitch.
That's so he has very little investment, but it doesn't matter.
Because
he's
going
to comment on everything.
He was so funny.
Every time something happened, you go, bro.
Bro. Mm.
I like him. His face is very expressive.
I'm telling you, he's fun. Sean asked Danielle, she's like, now, Sean, have you moved on? And then she said, it's a past, the past.
It's a past, the past, it's a past to you, Sean. To did you.
You know what? This is a little bit of an announcement. It's like,
oh, God.
No.
I love to be surprised by
these. No, you know this, y'all.
You tell me you know
We haven't
this.
Scheduled this yet, but we're going to do, I don't know what it's going to happen.
Oh, yes. With
We're going to do a live with Noni from.
Noni and Reese, she reached out.
From Mary Marians. She reached out. And
she's like, I love your feed. We're like, I hope you haven't listened to what you've said about her.
Well, we liked her. We
liked her this season.
We dogged on Reese.
Yeah, we
But
have.
We liked her. But
kind of in a way, we haven't been really mean to them.
No,
not like it's by no means Rodney and Desiree.
Because I commented, she commented, they're still waiting for season three, and I commented and basically said, if there's no Rodney and his parents, we're going to throw things.
No, we will. There has to
and
be.
She
parents.
Responded like, yes.
I think she'd be a good fun hang. She also has. She said she's got an LGBT child.
They need to do a tell-all for that show. I don't know why they do. Don't.
I don't know
we
if
would watch
Lifetime Speed.
They need to work it out.
I feel like a tell-all is tricky because in a way you can produce it, but you can't produce it the same way you do a show.
But
so,
come on. This season, Erica and
no,
Rick.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm saying it's just different networks and how produced they want things. Marrying Millions is extremely produced.
Yeah. That's true.
So
where 90 Day has a little more reality to it.
Yeah.
So anyway, so let's the first couple we jump into, Ed and Liz.
So they say we broke up.
Over a month Liz says a month ago
oh,
today.
Oh, so sad.
This whole you can tell they broke up soon because y'all,
I'm celebrating.
This whole conversation. Why this was riveting, it was like a raw breakup conversation
in front
of your face. And Sean Robinson, and they actually did a good job of just kind of, they would ask questions, but then when they both would get into it, they would just, everybody would just sit back and just kind of watch them.
It was good editing.
And I was like, I can't believe they're just having these conversations right here in front of Jesus and everybody.
Well, I feel like they weren't trying. You can tell both of them are still really hurt.
Yes.
And neither one of them was trying, even Ed, who tried to do a little bit, but he's still hurt by it. So all he can do is kind of look up with those angel, those Rubenesque angel eyes into some god who's going to save him, but he's not going to. Boy, I'm coming for Ed this episode.
Wow. I'm uncomfortable. I'm just looking over there at your box of Con Air curlers, and I'm just feeling afraid.
So they ask Ed, what's the reason you broke up? And he's trying to say, well, we moved too fast.
No. Liz says that first.
No, didn't have a chance. Well, she says that, yes. But Sean asks him and says, yeah. What? He's like, we moved too fast. Didn't have a chance.
And Liz says
that, which is very dramatic.
And I almost
very victimhood still.
Yes, it's true. Liz jumps in and basically says, he loves to rush our relationship. Next, we didn't see all of this. I'm meeting his daughter. Next week, I'm meeting his brother. Yeah. I'm meeting his sister. It took me months to introduce him to our grandparents and for us to break up 2 weeks later.
Which sucks. And honestly, you probably shouldn't meet someone's grandparents until months and months later after dating.
And it depends. If my grandparents are like, give me a grandbaby before I die, I'd say, hey, here's one, just to pacify them.
You mean even after a couple of months?
If my grandma is like on me, I'm like, hey, I might say, hey, she might kick off anytime. Can you meet my grandma just so she'll hush?
But they're going to ask about this person. You need to be sure about this person because they're going to ask about this person.
But then they'll see I tried, and then I say, grandma, I'm so sorry, but they cheated on me and broke up with me. Well, that son of a... Then she would be angry, and then she would be in anger and forget about me wanting to have a kid for
so
a bit.
You would just lie to them if it didn't happen?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
great.
Grandparents.
Okay.
Parents can't do that, but grandparents, sure.
Okay, I could kind of see
if
that.
If they're over 75, you can lie.
Wow. Classless. So she basically says, and Ed says, he admits he was wrong. He did all this. And he's like, I stopped listening after she said that I was boyfriend material and I went crazy. Again, you guys, he's trying to lay down all these reasons why we should feel sorry for him, because I just needed love. I just needed love so much because where did he say?
He said, she told me she didn't want to move fast, and as soon as she said that I was boyfriend material, I just didn't hear her anymore, and I skipped over that.
And it sounds like, you know, that's just how, it's a little silly thing I would. He never, and this is where
and I fucked up.
The things that he is saying sound like an apology, and sound like he's admitting he was wrong, but they're not.
Well, they're not. And they all come from this place of, I was doing everything for, it was wrong.
It was
and
for
I was
love.
Blinded, but I was doing it for love. I was blindsided by love. But then Liz comes back and says, well, at one point I felt if I didn't go at his pace that I would lose him. And Sean said, why did you think that? And when Liz said,
he told me it wouldn't work.
He would tell me that if I wasn't going at his pace, that it wasn't going to work. And then suddenly, even Molly says, I'm getting emotional. This is fucked up.
Yep. And
Ed admitted that he told her that.
And said, after Vegas, after they kind of broke up, he blocked her and then went to Vegas with two sugar babies.
Two sugar babies.
If you're not familiar with what sugar babies are,
won't you be my sugar baby?
It's a lot more lurid than that. It's younger women like Britney. Britney was accused of being a sugar baby.
Ah.
Younger women who will go with men for their money.
Again, you fucked up your 20s.
God, I could have been a sugar baby.
You could have.
Now I'm just a vinegar baby.
Yeah. Acid and vinegar. You have porcelain skin, beautiful Disney princess blue eyes. Now you just pockmarked and haggard. Thanks.
Now I'm just that thing that's not Jabba the Hutt, but Jabba the Hutt's friend just going, in the corner.
Clammy hands and a hand job. Anyway, y'all, so...
didn't we almost have it all?
Because you know somebody's old whenever they touch your dick and you go, ooh, that's cold. doesn't happen when you're 20. You're just always on.
You're always warm.
You're always warm when you're 20.
Yeah, when I have to say, oh, I'm sorry about my cold feet. The fact that I have to say that now.
Yeah. But they have this whole raw, like, when he's like, she's like, Ed's like, you knocked me off my world. And Liz is like,
God, well, again.
And Liz is like, well, you shut me out. I didn't want to get hurt. You hurt me. And so that's when Liz says, you promised you would never leave me, and you completely left me.
Yeah.
And that's when we find out about the sugar babies.
And then, which, when you hear someone say that, you realize that Liz is pretty broken, y'all.
And Sean said, wait, how soon did you break up? And then he was off in sugar babies.
2 days.
And damn, bro.
Exactly. That's Kelly. That's Kelly going, damn.
Damn, bro. Ed's like, Mom, Ed, what the fuck? Ed.
Bro, he's in the closet. You see him? It's all the horror movie. He's going to kill you.
Babe, turn around. That is Kelly.
I need to say, and then Ed said something almost in a moment of self-reflection that he knew he couldn't take back. I was just trying to fill my emptiness. Cut print. That's exactly what you're trying to do, because you're a black hole and you will suck up anything that you can come in contact with.
That is very true. And that's the only, I think, real authentic thing he said.
Totally.
But he only said that not when Sean, but when Colt asked him, what is a relationship to you? Is it just, and Colt called it, he said, is it just someone that you can confess your love to?
Right.
Because he's right. Ed is just wants like a living mannequin just to say, I love you, and throw his love at them, but not accept anything they're giving him.
Right.
Again, what the fuck, Colt? What the fuck?
You mean he's coming up with great stuff to say?
Yes. It was really...
I liked it when he said, Colt basically said, you're bullshitting us, Ed. You're a piece of shit. And at least I know I'm a piece of shit.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. That's but it's that self-awareness. Colt has this self-awareness that he has been
cheated.
Ed has none. And so Sean's like, wait a minute. Y'all broke up. And that's when Liz said, she's like, our love languages are different. And I wanted to say, no, you're my head speaking a love language. He's speaking abuse. Yep. But sure. And then she said they would drink and fight, which we said, as Sissy mentioned before, they were always drinking.
He was always plying her with alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Sean said, so basically they never even knew when they broke up. They just kind of broke up. And that's when Liz would say he would leave multiple times. And finally, I just left.
And she's like, he's like, I can't believe she left. Because he would threaten to.
And that's when Fernanda's like, you can't use that as a threat. And Colt jumps into it and says, Ed, you're bullshitting all of us.
Yeah.
You're just bullshitting.
Then, y'all, poor Terrence is brought on, who was thought he was going to be
Terrence. Talked.
Yeah, Terrence.
Oh, wait. Oh, okay. Wait, you missed the other part. There's still, sorry, this is, but there's
wow,
still the other part
this?
Where, yes. They start going, Molly basically says, you've been looking for so long, and you
boy,
finally.
Someone wrote a lot here.
She's like, you finally opened love, and then you didn't have space. And Kelly said, I think, one of the most true things about Ed. He said, you basically broke her down to be what you wanted, and now you don't want it.
Yeah.
That's what he did. And that's when the therapist, and that's when Colt jumped on Ed and was like, stop fucking explaining your therapist and giving these bullshit answers. And that's kind of where it all blew up.
I think I wrote less here because I was just kind of watching the fireworks happen.
I was like typing it. And so that's where we get this. Liz said, even when they never moved in.
Oh, the fights with the daughter. Yeah.
Well, no. When Liz said she was going to move in, she said she wanted to put photos up. But because Ed's
I think she did move in.
But she said she went to move in, and Ed was like, well, I'm the photographer. So he wanted to put up all the photos of her and her kids. Ed wouldn't even let Liz decorate her own home.
And then she did say, and Ed's like, I'm a photographer, and I wanted you to do it. She's like, I walk in the bathroom, and there's a picture of your face.
Molly, you're a self-absorbed asshole.
Agree.
And then the only other thing Ed says, I've always wanted attention. And
agree.
And that, again, that's when Colt said again, Ed, you are a piece of shit, and you would rather be Big Ed more than anything. And
agree.
I read, Say that. Who are you going after, Poodle?
Colt. I will say.
And that's when Terrence shows up.
I felt the most validated in this tell-all because I felt like the things that were being said were less crosstalky and points were made.
Yeah.
And I'm glad it was about Ed. Maybe it's because I've just been such a vocal critic of Big Ed this season.
It was.
I enjoyed his immolation. I enjoyed it. Every bit of it.
And then.
The fake tears, all of it.
And then when later on at the end when Mother Debbie comes on.
Oh. Mwah. Oh. Mwah. Oh. Mwah. Oh. The real hero of the tell-all.
Which, we still are going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Danielle and Mohammed. That was good tea. And y'all, we need to talk about Brittany. But before
we talk about Brittany and Terrence.
Before we do any of that, we're going to go to commercial and we'll be right back.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Poor Terrence.
Poor
Terrence.
Poor little Terrence. He work all day and he get no play. He ain't get no pussy. Call her once, she blocks him. Call her twice, she blocks him. Call.
Block.
Call.
Block.
So apparently
this is how it is with Britney. By the way, y'all, Terrence is asked to call Britney because he's told he hasn't heard from her.
Yeah.
He calls no answer or goes to voicemail.
Uh-huh.
And then later on he calls again and it says, see, that means she's blocked me. And they're like, she's blocked you before? Yes. You guys, if you're blocking people and they are not threatening you or harassing you, and you're doing it to get back at them, first of all, that's, you're being really, really childish.
Yeah.
That's avoidance.
Yeah.
And if you're having to do that, you're not ready to have a relationship. It's different, though, if you're blocking someone who is harassing you, or if you've had a... So if you found out someone's been like cheating on you or something like that, and they're trying to call you, you're like, no, this is over.
Yeah.
But if you're blocking them just to fuck with them and not wanting to talk to them because of something you've done, That's child behavior. That's teenager behavior.
Rewind that 30 seconds if you need to listen to it again.
Yeah, you don't need to be, if you are in a relationship, you're listening now and going, oh, I guess I don't need to block my boyfriend and then unblock him when I want to talk to him.
It didn't happen this tell-all. I hope it at least happens next tell-all. If not, I hope Terrence is listening. But Terrence, you're worth more than this.
Yeah, much better.
You're a handsome guy. You seem like a nice guy. You're smart. Like, you're not worth this.
It's so interesting because this was...
I wish someone would have said that to him.
Yeah, this seemed like... I don't know if we were... The story that we were sold... by Brittany, and the way her story was told,
edited,
is she was looking for someone for a longer term.
What? Sissies, come at us, because maybe you know we don't really keep up well with timelines. Shocker. I think this was filmed after she had that big blow up where she went on social media and ranted about the crew and ranted about getting a bad edit. That was after that,
I think, right? It was
because I thought, was Single Life actually filmed before that, and so now she's kind of done.
I don't know.
So clearly, she has this,
but that should have been after the season aired anyway.
But so now, though, so then if it was, then clearly she has this habit of going on the show, biting the hand that feeds her,
yeah,
and then going back,
yep.
So.
Much like her life.
And y'all, she didn't show up. Sean says they know that she landed. They know she went to her hotel, and they know she checked out at 2 a.m.
But she left at 2 a.m., which those people must have been getting some security cameras up in there.
Terrence is like, it's not unlike her.
That's a red flag, y'all.
That's a red flag. And that's where he goes in. That's how she does things. She blocks things. She doesn't respond. And then, sadly, Terrence keeps going back to this. Maybe he wants to be on TV.
Maybe.
Today, they're off. They were together in February. So this is... What month are we? I don't even know where we are.
I don't think this is... We're in May, but I think the tell-all was filmed a while back.
You think?
Yeah.
But it was this year. I think it was filmed February this year, the tell-all.
Oh, but I thought you were saying... Oh, never mind. I thought you were saying...
Single Life is filmed back.
Yeah, but the tell-all was filmed... Like, it just didn't... They didn't just film it.
Yeah. So, it was filmed... The tell-all was filmed in... Well...
Probably February.
If he said something. We were together in February, no, then I bet the tell-all was filmed in, like, March.
Yeah.
I bet you. So...
Because the show dropped in early March, I believe, wasn't it?
Yeah, it usually will, the tell-all will drop once they've had some episodes air.
Yeah. I mean, filmed.
Yeah. Yes. And so so it hasn't been that long, but long enough where it's been like could be a month or so that we're thinking.
She blocked me after she had her boobs done, and Sean Robbins went, she's had her boobs done? I was not aware.
Sean Robbins was like, oh.
Now, y'all, she already got tiggle bitties. And so, and we do get a little bit of
Sean
picture.
Sean said, were they smaller? And
that's right.
Said, no, the reduction. Bigger.
And Sean went, oh.
That was when Sean Robinson said,
You. If you could get Sean Robinson O translator, it'd be like, bitch got bigger titties?
Which, do whatever with your body.
My response was, oh, yeah, did she get a breast reduction surgery? Because it was bothering her. And no, she got bigger boobas.
She got bigger boobas. Now, so Sean asked a good question. She said, how do you feel about Brittany dating Justin? And that's when Terrence said, I couldn't get
mad. We weren't exclusive.
But he started to say something. And Sean said, what were you about to say? And Molly said, you were about to say that you don't, because he says, well, she just wasn't into Justin like that.
She wasn't into him like that.
Y'all,
yeah.
He calls her out and says, it's not this whole like purity. He's trying to get into her magic box. It's that she just wasn't into Justin.
Right.
And Brittany is that person that doesn't say, fesses up how she feels. She's got to make an excuse and make someone else look like a dickhead.
Yep. I totally agree. When he got there, he was kind to her.
And now I'm like, oh, fuck. I mean, Yazan did some shitty stuff, but I went, you did that to Yazan.
Yep.
You totally, this ghosting and blocking, and Yazan doesn't understand this culture at all of like ghosting people.
Yeah.
I bet you he, no wonder we were like, is Yazan going crazy? He was.
Yep. This person, Brittany, does not need to be dating.
She does not.
She needs to figure out whether she wants a party girl life of leaving a hotel at 2 a.m. before she has to tape.
Yeah.
The next day. I could not get over that. The only thing
it's
is...
It's like you said, these people's livelihood depend on... Like,
yeah,
these
every
people
crew
are in
member.
COVID, they're probably so happy that they could just be there to film it, that they have the work.
Right.
Because, y'all, a lot of them... All these people you see on set, guess what? During a Zoom tell-all, they didn't get paid for that.
Nope.
Because they couldn't work and do it.
Nope.
So now people are finally being able to put food on their plate with the money they make from this.
Yep.
And but Brittany's just, like, not
just,
coming.
Just the idea of not showing up means utter disrespect to your entire cast, yep, and the crew, everyone who you were employed by.
Cut to Gary. Can you save this clip from 10 years from now when Poodle doesn't show up to a live show, Gary?
Can you do that? I was busy.
Dude,
I was busy.
Busy.
I wanted to go out with that girl from the hair's place.
Hair place. Anyway.
Go have some Long Island iced teas.
So, yeah, he calls bullshit. He's like, nope, she just wasn't into him. And so that's when Yazan... And as Sean says, our favorite translator, Adam.
And I like the first thing we saw of Adam is it's just cat sitting in the corner.
Oh, yeah. It's true. He loves his cat. So that's when she says, Terrence says that she's just a liar. And she said, what do you want to ask Yazan? And he says, well, what made you want to talk to Brittany?
He's like... Her boobies.
Her ass.
He was attracted to her body.
But he said, it was nice to meet someone from a new culture.
A different culture, background.
New religion.
Yeah.
And then she even says, she talked to Adam, and Adam was like, yeah, when he talked to me, he told me it was her boobs on 90 Day Bears All. He mentioned feminine body parts.
He liked her feminine body parts. They do ask the very famous, how far did you go, Brittany, that she talked about on Bears All.
Yeah.
And she's like, so we didn't get a home run. We were like third base. Or no, she's like, what is third base? And she's like, I don't know. Yazan ate my pussy.
He ate my pussy, y'all.
So that was the pussy heard round the world.
Yeah.
But Yazan says, even during Pillow Talk, where they had some reaction to that, Yazan said, no, I didn't. So I don't know if he is lying because
he's
it's going to be on television.
He's lying because of his culture. He's lying because it's going to be television. And as Adam says, or maybe it was Sean who says, he doesn't want to get shot by his new fiance. And then we find out Yazan is engaged, y'all. And then
he hasn't met her yet.
They talk
what
about
is that
all
Michael
the
Bublé song. Just haven't met you yet. Can't wait to marry you.
I meet you online. I don't know your name. But when you come to the screen, I proclaim I love your heart. I don't know your face. How can I get you to this country, my place?
Just haven't met you yet.
Everybody's telling me not to fuck you.
It could be an arranged marriage. So that's the reason why they haven't met.
I got it.
It did sound a funny. It was a funny thing to say. She's like, yes, we're very excited. I just need to meet her.
We all kind of thought it was this normal engagement. And then that's when Sean Roberts said, by the way, you haven't met her yet, right? And we all went,
Oh. And I will say, for arranged marriages, that happens a lot.
Somebody might be on 90 Day. Maybe Yazan.
But I don't think he's marrying someone out of the country.
I don't know. We don't know anything about her.
I think it has to be an American, though.
Maybe.
You're saying that Lena
I don't know.
I don't think he would date another American.
Maybe. Hopefully not. I hope he...
Yeah.
I hope he dates someone that his mother doesn't scream at and call a whore. That would be great. That would be great.
Would be preferable. Yeah, I think he needs to date someone who's Muslim. I think that may be someone who's already...
Yeah. Terrence calls again. He's like, oh, that means I'm blocked. And Liz's like, there's no excuse. I'm here.
That was one of the... I screamed out loud.
I screamed too.
So Liz good. Has got jokes, y'all. After Liz crying in front of Ed, she's got jokes now. Ooh-hoo. There's no excuse. I'm here.
Let's talk about my date with Robert. Ooh-hoo. His car got stolen. Then it was the holidays. Then he had some medical issues to take care of. And then I was in school. He's got something wrong with his toes. He gets angry. We're not going to check it.
What do you think? Webbed feet? That was my first thought. Does Robert have webbed toes?
I'm going to say probably first thought. Second only, he's got nail toe fungus.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say, yeah, webbed toes. Yep, y'all.
That was my first thought.
Yep, webbed toes. Good for him. So here's my question to you. Is Robert making excuses, or is he really interested in Danielle?
You know, I can't tell you because this person does not belong in this universe.
He seems weird and not at all savvy to any of this.
Right up against when they had the murder sisters, Muhammad, who looked like a starship commander.
He looked like Gary Oldman from The Fifth Element.
And that weird soul patch.
Yes. And upset because he was 12 minutes late to an appointment.
Oh, this bitch broke the agreement that you do not talk about all the shit production puts you through.
Oh.
And she went off.
I
kind of loved it.
I never thought Muhammad was gay, but I was like, this is a bitchy gay move.
Oh, it's such a queenie
move.
I'm
like, what if you're...
He's like, is this how you treat people? Is this how... It's like, I'm pissed. He was pissed at the tech stuff.
Yes. I was waiting here for hours, and Danielle's like, well, he's got to be at work. He's got to be somewhere.
The craft services were disgusting.
I have a box of Cheetos here. I don't like Cheetos.
Why does your Muhammad sound Italian?
I don't like Cheetos. But anyway.
This is a joke.
And then.
I wrote down, he just Truman showed Night at Beyonce.
And this is total. But when he leaves later, Sean Robinson said, well, he said he wasn't coming last year, so we'll see him next one.
That shade. Oh, my God.
Y'all, she doesn't like Muhammad. You can tell she can't stand him.
Well, I think now do you believe that he is, that the friend two-way street runs between those two? Do you think?
Daniel Muhammad?
Mm-hmm.
No, I think she's still in love with him.
Me too, sadly.
And I think Muhammad is covering his bases in case he needs her.
Ding, ding, ding.
Y'all, cause guess what? If his green card doesn't get approved, guess who's going to get back with Danielle and marry her again?
Yeah, guess who's going to go to Sandusky?
Yeah, he's going to be in Ohio.
I think he has a green card. I think something else needs
to be
approved.
It's like a second green card, though, he said.
Christina, we need...
Christina.
We need clarity on that.
Could you let us know?
Hopefully, Christina, you can be in the booth next time, just shouting at this.
Guys, what the fuck? I've told you this four times.
Sorry, Christina! And can we send someone out for a coffee? This last one you brought me was shit.
Yeah.
Poodle, they don't have a Pete's here. I'm sorry. You're going to have to drink Phil's.
Phil's?
Phil's actually isn't bad.
No, Phil's is good.
It's good coffee, actually. Inside baseball.
That is inside baseball.
So, basically, we can kind of... Danielle talks about a little bit about Robert, why she told him all that. And we kind of get... It makes sense. And Danielle says, look, anybody I date is going to... They can do an easy Google search and see what
about
Muhammad
why she said my cooter's smelly.
Yeah, and she said... and they can watch the season. So I'd rather talk about it and get it out.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, y'all, the Sanderson sisters are pissed.
Y'all, the murder cult really wanted to bring back Adrian LaFoy cutting off Danielle's head at the moment of her orgasm. Unfortunately, they're going to have to wait another 600 years.
They're going to have to wait another. Morgan Le Fay's not coming back.
No.
They want Robert to step up, and they're like, Robert, if you're really interested in someone, then you make the effort. And I'm like, y'all, but this is Danielle. He got her number. Isn't that enough?
Also, why are they there? Just because...
Well, they were part of her season a lot.
But they have absolutely no skin in the game.
Well, it was just weird because...
Also, the one in the middle looks like she's going onto the runway at RuPaul's Drag Race.
She was wearing a lot of makeup. But I like them. But I wish... It didn't make sense with this Robert thing because they had this towards the end of Daniel's season, and they never.
I feel like they didn't hear about him. She talked to them a little bit.
I mean, where is Sonny from the Tiki Boat? That's what I want. they brought him on.
They didn't convince me that they have high enough stakes with her. They just didn't.
Yeah.
If they would have gotten,
you know what? If you really love Danielle. Move to Sandusky. That's what I need.
No, you'd be like her friend Beth, who is on our, when we're doing on the earlier on season of.
Beth on Happily Ever After season one was a true blue bitch.
She's in there. That the cold air bothers her rosacea. Yeah.
She kind of looks like John Candy on SCTV when he did drag.
I still say she's a prettier Eileen Wuornos.
Same.
Which. I had at least four people say, thank you for nailing that. And they were horrified at times. I yelled out and then felt bad about it. That's my favorite audience reaction, by the way.
Can we move on now?
Sure.
I get uncomfortable when you talk about Eileen Wuornos. I get uncomfortable.
Honestly, you're afraid I'm going to say something about... how she got a raw deal.
So Robert thinks Danielle looks beautiful. He's like, she looks beautiful. And they go, aw. And Robert says he definitely wants to see her. She's just been super busy. And we'll see. Mohammed's like, why is everyone talking about me? 7 years ago, Danielle made straight A's. And everybody claps and applauds.
It's weird.
He's a piece of shit.
Yeah, he's gross. I don't want to see him ever again.
I'm happy to not see him ever again.
We need to talk about the murder cult still trying to get their airtime. They're like, we need more wine.
Yeah, it's true.
And I'm like, also blood to put in that goblet.
Yeah.
So there's a little lunch break with the saddest craft services. It looks like TV dinners that they're eating. And I'll be honest,
that's what they have
craft
to do.
Services these days, y'all, it has ruined the game. COVID.
Hey, you like your craft services?
Thanks, Miss COVID.
I'll fuck that up, too. You're just going to get a plastic box with something that tastes like day-old airline food.
Here come Miss COVID.
You're welcome, y'all. See you later.
See you later.
2023. I'll be back next week when you're wiping your ass with your hair because I took all the toilet paper.
Come see me when I got a Polish accent. When I'm a variant.
Yes, it's true.
Can't wait for you to meet my cousin.
My British cousin.
We're inbred, but it all works.
I really hate that character. I'm so sorry we talked about Miss COVID. Here come Miss COVID.
It might be too soon for some people.
A little bit. I think it is.
It probably is. We're going to get letters for that.
We are.
So they go to lunch, and then...
We're back with Ed's mom, Norma.
I do like that name.
She doesn't say anything.
Nothing happened there.
I don't know why they trotted her out.
Nothing. That's it. She just wishes Ed was with somebody about 10 years younger. And so... Fernanda basically says to, she calls Ed, she's like, Ed, are you ready to be a husband? Because, look, maybe you're living your life in your 20s, in your 50s. And if that's the way you want to live your life, then fine. But don't.
Exactly.
But that, and I was
stop
like,
looking great. For a wife when you want someone to obsess over.
When you want to fucking go out and drink and take bitches and hoes out and live that type of lifestyle, then do that.
I think, though, he does. He's done that for a long time. And he realizes, though, he does need someone. He also realizes that he's not doing women his own age see right through that bullshit.
They do. That's y'all. So that is the number one reason why he dates such young women, because they don't see it.
Well, and he chooses women who he can prey upon.
Because y'all,
younger women.
A 40-year-old woman would be like, bitch.
I know.
Bitch.
Or a 35-year-old woman.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's one of the reasons. Because if you've gone a couple rounds relationship wise, you learn things.
You do learn things.
And Liz has had a bad relationship past.
Yeah.
You know, two divorces under her belt by 28. And this was, there were two, right?
No,
this, yeah.
I think so, yes.
Yeah. And a child.
Yeah.
So, and she even says, I've had a shitty dating history.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then Liz basically said, he was giving me these ultimatums. He was saying I should cut back my hours so I could see him, with the whole, this is not going to work if I don't see you as much. And then Ed just sits there and tries to cry again, looking up to the heavens.
Liz also said, I feel like I was the one taken advantage of. But I was the one that was conditioned. And I went,
I loved that term. That's exactly what happened.
When she said that, I went, oh.
It's grooming.
Well, actually,
actual grooming.
She listened to us. No, I'm serious.
She might have.
I was like, I think she listened to our show. And I think we used so much of that talk.
I don't
mean that as a pat on the back. I mean,
no, she was groomed
For her to see that this quickly, she had to listen to somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody told her, bitch, you're being groomed and you're being controlled.
She was groomed from the time she was working that restaurant and he was being friends with her.
Exactly.
And that friendship forever, he was grooming her.
Yeah.
Whether subconsciously or consciously.
Yeah. So, and
she, do you really think he can be helped by therapy?
A lot. Like, I wasn't joking when I said like 10 years.
Yeah. And it would have to be someone saying, no, you don't understand, Ed.
Well,
this is what you do, and this is what's healthy.
The thing of Ed, it's almost like he would have to go back and fix every relationship.
Yes, that's true. Before he was with someone.
So,
fix the relationship with his mom. Fix the relationship with his brother.
Let's talk about
his daughter, Tiffany.
With his daughter, Tiffany. Tiffany shows up.
Looking good.
Looks good. And so...
She's in person. I was kind of surprised.
Sean even said, so Tiffany, those were some harsh words. And Tiffany says, I didn't show mutual respect. And she's like, I had resting bitch face. I was nervous. And I didn't really know you. And she said, but they were constantly breaking up, constantly getting back together. We found out it was 6 or 7 times that they broke up and got back together.
Which, exhausting.
By the way, y'all, if you're in a relationship that's breaking up and getting back together that many times.
And you're not 15.
Get out of that relationship. It doesn't mean it's not going to work out now.
No.
But it definitely means right now is not the right time. I know people that like
seven
did that when they were younger, and then like 10 years later, they got together at the right time.
But 6 or 7 times is a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
I'm more of a one and done kind of person.
I am too. If we break up, y'all, we're breaking up. There is,
although I do go back. I have backslid, but they always think it's the wrong thing. They think that because I'm calling them over to bang, I want to get back together. I might say,
yeah, you might say.
I might give them the wrong idea.
Whereas I'm kind of like Anna from Bling Empire. There's always another dick.
It's true, but some are more available than others.
Wow. I guess I just have lowered standards.
Lowered standards.
Yeah. I'll fuck anybody. So, okay.
You do. That's true.
So, again, Sean, basically, Tiffany said, I felt better that she was closer to my age than Rose. But she said, I think the reason he posted the two girls is he wanted attention. And therapist
ding, ding, ding.
Ed goes again, well, my therapist is saying I don't love myself. I just
Cole
don't.
Cole says, shut the fuck up with you and your therapist talk.
It was so good.
Do you think, though, this still, you guys, is getting into this idea of these are sounding like apology words and these are sounding like words of contrition and of contrition. They're not. These are defensive words of saying, yeah, I'm this kind of guy. I guess I just love too much.
Again, Ed's not admitting or taking responsibility for actions.
Yeah. He's,
Ed does this with people. He doesn't talk about people's actions. He immediately attacks their character.
Yeah.
If they don't do this, and he said, well, you didn't do this, so this means you don't love me. This means da da da. Well, he does the same thing to himself.
Yeah.
But, and this is what happens to anybody. A lot of times what they shovel out is what they're shoveling in. And he does this instead of saying, wow, I did this because of da 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 da. And as his therapist, like, if I was a therapist and he was paying me a lot, he would say things, well, I'm just a terrible person. And yes. I would say, what have you
That's
done?
That's a very Ed thing to
what
do.
What have you done that makes you terrible? Let's write a list of things that you feel like make you a terrible person. And anytime they would say things like, if he said things like, I'm like more core belief things, I would want to get to, what actions have you done
the thing
that
is,
make you feel like a terrible
thing
person?
Is, he would not be able to do that because he is living. It's easier for him to say, I'm a terrible person.
But that's what he can't do.
Right.
And then it would be breaking down. Okay, Ed, you said you left this person in Las Vegas and that made you a terrible person. Why did that make you terrible? And of course, he would probably talk about himself.
Right.
But then I would say, but Ed, how do you think that made Liz feel? And I would make him start his sentence, every sentence with, Liz felt this. Like, but
that's exhausting just hearing that.
But that's how basic of the work we would have to go to do just to try to get him to think about someone else's experience because he never does.
Oh,
I'm tired.
I'm exhausted.
From that. Oh my God.
So Tiffany basically reveals that after Liz left, she left because Ed kind of faked and made her believe that just to get back at her, which is so childish.
Just to get back at her. But also, yeah, we talked about this on the show before because Liz talked about it on our social media that Ed basically faked and I admitted that. I liked it, like, acted like an asshole. I acted like I was leaving you in Las Vegas.
Just to hurt her.
So then Liz bought her own ticket and left.
And left.
And then Ed says on the show,
she left me.
And then, y'all, he calls
Tiffany and
daughter.
Blames her.
And
he
blames
her.
Blames for, his own daughter.
For saying, it's your fault that Liz broke up with me. It's your fault. Unforgivable.
I'm telling you.
Unforgivable.
I know.
Fuck him.
I know some of y'all said you feel like Tiffany acts either spoiled or like a bitch or whatever. There's been a lot of words that she is really seemed kind of really mean to Liz, and I'm not excusing any of her behavior, but y'all, Rose and Liz have experienced 1/20th of
you
what
mean
Tiffany.
Liz, Tiffany.
No,
oh, you.
Rose
right.
And Liz, his daddies, have experienced 1/20th of what Tiffany's had to grow up with her whole
100%.
Life. Can you imagine?
No.
Like,
no.
Horrible. Like, I bet you.
Always
I hope they're
being
not,
let down by your parent.
Always.
Never being able to fully trust if they were going to be there for you.
There's a difference in not fully trusting someone in a relationship, but not fully trusting
a parent. I know you guys out there have a similar relationship where you can't trust your mom or your dad.
Yeah. Yeah,
That's hard. Or you don't know if they're actually going to show up for you.
That's different than a boyfriend. Those are things that fuck up everything in your life and fuck with you.
You got to do a lot of work.
A lot of work to get past that. So
it's unforgivable.
My heart goes out to Tiffany.
Yeah, I agree. Anyway.
So anyway, y'all, Colt is like, Colt again goes, Ed, here's the deal. You have a choice to be a good person or to be an asshole. Every time you pick the asshole choice.
I loved it. Oh.
I mean, so then they have a break. And then this is this scary moment where Ed, like, gets on his knee.
And turns toward her. Did you notice every time he's talking to Liz, he does full profile to her, like he does in the car?
Yeah.
Fucking creeps me out.
And he's like, so, when I saw you, I just shit my pants. My body froze. And Liz is like, good. And he's like, so you really...
He said, you weren't with anyone?
You weren't with...
Because you're still my property, right? You're still my property.
And her response shows how much she's been conditioned, because she said, I was scared that if I was, you would use it against me. That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
You guys, we need to just take a moment to see, yes, to me, and I really believe this, Liz probably went into this with trying to get a little more for herself and her daughter.
I don't think her intentions were totally just for love.
But you can tell... Now, this is someone who got in this web, and she did not know. She got way into that web, and she could not get out. And now she doesn't know which way is up.
Because I think she did care for him.
I think she did, too. But I think she thought this might have been the easiest way, and she wouldn't. And I think part of being in a relationship with Ed is having to, like we've said before, having to see life Ed's way. And give Ed the benefit of the doubt so much.
And not have him ever see your way.
Yeah. That's what it is. Oh, and you're giving up, but think what you're getting in return is this kind of...
A shower curtain with somebody's face on it.
Right. But just this kind of unconditional, quote-unquote unconditional love that you're going to get. But it's not true. It has lots of conditions. It's just going to... He's just going to tell you, I'll love you forever. I'll love you. But he's kind of a master at it because he's been practicing it for however long.
He's going to be... I bet he's really sad that he offered to send us stickers. He's like, that didn't work. Anyway.
You can still send them to me. I'll burn them.
He's like, I just want to hold you. And she's like, I love you. And he's like, I love you too. And then we get a thing.
Sean's like, can you call Terrence? Call Brittany again.
And then Terrence just shows up and says, y'all, after all this.
Still blocked.
After all of this. Brittany is that bitch. After 24 hours, not going, just
what's
text.
Up?
What's up? What?
I would be livid.
I would never talk to this. I would never talk to this
never
one
again.
Again.
Never again.
I would ghost the fuck out of you.
Never again.
And never even block you social media. Terrence, block her. Terrence, I'll suck your dick. I'll suck your dick and you'll...
It's not a bad one.
You'll like it better. You will.
It's because you have really low standards. You'll do such a good job sucking that dick.
Because I'm your lady.
Y'all, she works really hard.
And I'll suck your dick.
We need to move on. No,
whatever
no, no.
Whatever you give that dick. I'm gonna suck at the best that I can.
Okay, we're stopping. It's awful.
We're sucking that dick. Slurpy, slurpy, slurp, slurp. Just tap on my head when you go to a bus. Oh, shit, you did it.
I did it in the right key. Glad I changed the key.
I know that you're my friend because I knew you were going to do that for me.
I knew.
Thank you for bringing it home.
I was
going to
let you. I did not want you to do the whole thing, but after a while, I was like, you're going to do it, and it's not going to be good. But I just jumped in the boat with you. I jumped in the sinking ship with you.
I hope you have a friend who jumps in the sinking ship with you.
You might as well. I did try to stop you once. You refused. And then I was kind of like, I don't mind eating a turd.
Okay. Let's do this.
So should we move into Colt, Vanessa?
Yes.
And they're talking about, they're like, yeah, everything's great. And they're like, the whole cast, oh, I'm like, are we awing over Colt now? Apparently.
Sean says, I'm very happy for you two. And she's kind of probably thinking, I hope I never have to see you on this thing because you've grossed me out so much. But they're good. Vanessa says, I know the fucking passwords to every fucking password.
I know every fucking password.
I fucking trust him, right? Andrew Dice Clay,
Angela
y'all.
Dice Clay.
Angela Dice Clay. I believe I can trust him fucking 90%.
Motherfucking. I want to tell a really bad joke. It's a very music joke. It just came up over the word fucking.
Okay.
A mobster... This is dumb. This is probably going to backfire.
Okay.
I'm going to still tell it. A mobster says to a pianist, it's a pianist joke, it's even worse. A mobster says to this bar pianist, "Hey, motherfucker, I want you to play Strangers in the Night by Frank Sinatra, and I want you to play it in 5/4 time." And the pianist's like, "But it's in 4/4 because it clicks a gun. Click, I want you to play Strangers in the Night in 5/4 time." And it's like, that can't be done. He's like, "I'll sing it with you, motherfucker. I want you to play fucking Strangers in the Night in fucking 5/4 time." And he's like, "I'll sing it." And so he starts playing. He's like, "Strangers in the fucking night, exchanging fucking glances, lovers at first fucking sigh, what were the fucking chances?" That's Strangers in the Night in the 5/4 time.
Wow.
That's a niche musician joke.
We just lost half our audience.
Maybe 2% of people like that, and very few of them got it. Or sort of 2% got it. Very few of them liked it. That was a bad joke, but I needed to say it for fucking.
I forgot it until the punchline went, "Oh yeah, I remember this joke from music school, and I remember laughing about it." That was sad.
And then you hung me out to dry on the podcast, so thanks.
No, I was thinking it was sad that I laughed at it then.
It was funny. It's still a funny joke to me. The joke is that it's a very even song. Strangers in the Night.
Yeah,
and 5/4 is, I'm making it worse. I'm making it worse.
I love you. Okay.
I'm making it worse.
So... Molly's like, "We all have trust issues." And Sean said, "Do you trust Kelly 90%?
No, she's because Kelly, do you trust?
Oh, yeah.
She's like, "Time."
And Kelly's like, "Let's
I
pause.
Trust Kelly.
100%. Facts.
That's not true. She doesn't trust him 100%.
But
that's fine. That's for them to work
it's
out.
It's true. Now, Ed is in this. Ed says, there's this great foundation of how can you have a great foundation in a relationship where you started cheating, Colt? I just don't understand that.
If I would have been Colt in that moment, I would have went over and said, you piece of shit. How do you going to comment on my relationship?
That's where Ed thinks he has a ground to stand on. Ed's
right.
Never cheated on anyone because he can never.
No, he did. He cheated on people.
Oh, that was how he's never kept a woman long enough because he ran him off. But you're right. He did cheat on people.
He cheated on his ex-wife.
His ex-wife.
Yeah. It's so stupid. But if he was going to have a relationship with the woman he cheated on, then he would have said, "But no, we're in love." He would have said that.
Yes. Yes.
Then they're talking about their sex life, and she's like, "He talks a lot during sex. Like, every time we're fucking. And
Angela Dice Clay. It's always a fucking whole story.
It's a whole fucking story. And I think, honestly, I can only imagine, Colt just leaning over her going, "So I'm coming up behind you now. You're taking that bag out of the garbage, and I'm watching you do it. We're at the cemetery, and I've got you laid out on the tombstone." And I can imagine he wouldn't shut his fucking mouth. That was disturbing.
That was disturbing.
Y'all, you didn't, I don't, we didn't video what, this, but you should have.
He actually acted it out of him like kind of air humping.
Hunching.
Thank God this is not an intimate portrait.
I was hunching. Yeah, like my mother's dog does to me.
Vanessa, for dominance. Vanessa's like, he's always saying something like fucking in the beginning
in
or
the
whatever.
Fucking storyline, every fucking story.
And so she's like, and she's like.
Colt's like, that's why we have porn.
He's like, that's why. And Sean's like, that's when Sean Robinson just went, wow. 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 And so basically Sean, she's like, what are the stories, Vanessa? What are the stories?
You knew she was going to ask. She's like, I don't know how. I don't. She's like, you know, it's kind of like long stories of once upon a time. But she's like, well, just like today, I hopped in the shower, I gave you a blowjob, and then you're like saying I didn't have the right energy.
I sucked his fucking dick, and I
sucked
didn't
his
have the
fucking dick, and he couldn't fucking right come energy. In my face. Didn't have the right fucking energy.
And Colt's like, well, she's never done that before. I just wanted to suck your fucking dick.
She does say that. She does say, I want to suck your fucking dick.
And it's interesting because I was curious because have you done a lot of role play before?
I'm familiar. I'm familiar with the concept.
I hadn't, so.
I'm familiar.
We actually, I'm just going to go pee real quick because we called in an expert, a role
in
play
role
expert
play.
In role play.
Yeah. I'm not sure this is someone who, I think it was role play, but I think they're more adept at role playing games. So I don't know if you would ask them for the right thing because, oh no. Oh no.
Hello!
Oh no.
For the record, I walked out of the room and walked back in.
You did. You did. And your face is different.
Hello!
So,
hello,
oh no, it's our
everybody.
Friend Dildo Swaggins,
it's
everybody.
Role
actually,
play.
Not my friend.
Role play.
So,
oh, boy.
Dildo.
Hobbits are fucking freaky
I have geeky. I have a feeling you were called because you know a lot about role-playing
yes,
games.
Yes, 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 yes.
You know we're talking about... Yes. Sexual yes. role play,
I've
right?
Had, yes, I've had sex.
Both?
I've had sex many, many, many
You
times.
Have?
Yes, I have a friend. Her name is Patricia. She is...
What was that again?
Patricia.
Patricia?
It's a dwarven word.
I see, dwarven.
Yes, it means pat in
Got
dwarvish.
Got it,
but she's a... how do you say in Hobbitly? We say she's a blow-up doll. Yes,
oh,
yes,
got
yes,
it.
Yes.
Got it. She's a
no,
blow...
Mom, I did not say blow-up doll. I'm talking to my... I'm talking about algebra homework, Mom.
Jared, get down here and set the table.
Mom, I'll be there in 5 minutes. I'm doing a YouTube live.
I'm divorcing your father.
Finally.
I'm back. I'm okay. back. So yes, yes, yeah. yes. So it's very important in role play.
Yes.
Your first line of utterance is what sets the tone.
Got it. This is so it's a science.
So yes, yes.
So what is your first? Of, what's your first line
well,
you'd like to
I'm,
use?
You know, hobbits are. You know, we like to smoke the pipe, and we also like to smoke a dick or smoke a hobbit gina. We do all those.
Okay. So you go both hobbit
oh,
ways.
Oh yes, yes. Hobbits are getting a freaky dicky. So definitely. If you say the line in the beginning, it's,
yes.
you're definitely, it's going to be a lot of nipples. Lot of nipple play
so
in the
that,
beginning.
That is
yes,
that
yes,
says nipples
yes.
play.
Yes. There's also one of my friends, Wormhole. Oh, that's a freaky.
Wormhole?
Well, freaky. Yes, yes. He's a friend of Saruman the Grey. He's
okay.
really freaky geeky. Anyway, he often says, in the past.
In the past.
If it starts as in the past, it's butt stuff.
Okay, and you, so in the past.
Get your poop ready.
I get it. So in the.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So have you had.
Yes. It, once upon a time is going to be piss play.
I see.
Yes. Yes.
So
yes.
I need to ask
yes.
you the burning question,
yes.
Dildo.
Yes.
Have you actually yes. had sex with a person?
I'll be right down, Mom. Just 2 minutes.
I swear to God, Jared.
I have not. I almost did, but I began with the phrase, "There once was a boy from Nantucket."
And we have to stop you there.
Yeah.
Yes. I think we've heard that one.
Thank you for having me.
Go have some meatloaf.
Oh, I'll see you,
Jared,
in the Shire.
I mean, dildo sweaters.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Mom, I'm fucking done. I'm moving out with Dad.
Good riddance.
Okay.
What a miss.
It's better not talked about. When we say we get niche, I think there's one point where someone just turns it off and goes, I don't even know what they're doing anymore. I agree with you. I don't know.
Your face when I said Nantucket was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Like, we're not going there.
Let's move on.
Let's move on. Y'all, everyone's favorite, yours and mine, Mother Debbie comes out.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
She looks good. Her hair is a little longer.
Best she's ever looked. She put a pretty color on it,
yes,
I think.
Best she's ever looked.
Yeah, sure.
She says... she said something about, what do you think? She's like, well, right now they're pretty good.
Mm. Yeah, I like him.
Hush, Pee-wee.
I want him to go away with her and get out of her house, Mom.
I know, that way we can go kill some more drifters.
Yeah, I'm angry, Mom. Let's start some shit today.
Oh, Pee-wee, we're going to do it.
Okay.
Of course, Ed tries to come at him a little bit, and...
Well, he tries to come at Cole, but then he messes up by trying to come from Mother Debbie.
And Debbie's like, fuck you!
Well, all he says is, do you think you need to get Colt off the nipple?
Yes. Now, that makes Pee-wee enraged.
We're gonna kill him!
He's like, fuck you! And then
that nipple is mine!
And she's like, fuck you, Ed. Go find shit with your own age. So she's not having it. She's
You're an ass. She's like, you're an ass.
Find someone who's not a kid like this girl here.
Which is crazy also because Ed lives with his mother.
Yeah.
And Debbie brings that up
of, it's like,
I'm dating him.
Then she says, wait, I'm not the one. She's like,
she fucking reads him for filth.
She's like, I'm not the one shaving his back and washing
my son's hair and mayonnaise. And I went, oh my God, why are Debbie and Colt the best part of this fucking
tell-all? They were the
best
part of the tell-all. Yeah, I don't know either. Anyway,
and
so...
And Debbie calls it. She's like, you don't want a girlfriend. You just want a 20-year-old so you could say, oh, look at me. I've got a 20-year-old chick.
Yeah. It's a little dildo still there. Get that out of your...
Sorry. Who?
Get that out of your voice.
I'm not familiar.
Yeah, Mom, get her.
So, anyway, but this was, if you wanted an explosive moment, this is what everyone's talking about.
Debbie takedown.
Yeah.
Debbie basically says, you have no right. You're the lowest life.
You're the lowest life, yes. We get a little bit at the very end.
They're totally, and by the way, they're all fighting. All of a sudden, you see Sean going, huh? What? And he's like,
Sean, we might have Brittany and her new tits on the phone.
Terrence, can you try to call her one more time? I'm sure we didn't try to arrange
Terrence
this again.
Terrence is done trying to call Brittany at this point.
And we do get her on the phone. Obviously, unblocks him.
Brittany is that person, when she answers the phone, she just goes,
Hey. Like the person who you've been waiting in your house, you're like ass up, waiting for them to come to your door, telling them the door was going to be unlocked. And then you call them and they go, wait, what's up? And you're like, I've been here an hour.
That seemed real.
It's just for instance.
It wasn't real. I feel like you were...
making it personal?
Making it a little too personal, Poodle.
No, just for instance.
Yeah.
Just the first thing that came to my mind.
Never happened
to me.
Yeah, okay. Just make sure. Didn't end up texting someone hastily in your bed to come over.
Oh, and there's you never always saw their one. Face. No, there's always one. That's the thing with gradated grinder hookups, y'all. There's always a 3 a.m.
See, y'all, that's a show. That's a show. We just end with Sean Robinson saying, "Brittany, she goes, what happened?"
Yeah, well, dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot. And there ends probably the greatest
the
history.
Greatest. I don't think a tell-all, it'll be hard for a tell-all like this one to be rivaled.
I mean, we haven't seen all the other tell-alls.
But this one.
But even people that have watched every season are like,
come
this
at
is
us
the
on
best.
Social media and say, what's the best tell-all?
Yeah, what tell-all rivals this tell-all? Let us know.
Yeah, like we haven't seen all of them yet, so. I'm trying to think that the one with Jesse and Darcy was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I bet the one with Danielle Mohammed where he called, I mean,
which
I bet
that's where we're going to see this season.
I bet that this happily ever after tell all is pretty explosive.
Yeah. That's the show.
I love this show when I love this show.
I agree.
Y'all, that's the show. You can go to.
You said show a lot.
Yeah. You can go to Reality Gaze Podcast.
I love this show, and I love this show.
You can go to realitygazepodcast.com. You can come at Poodle Night on Cameo. And lastly, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a 5-star review. We remind people, if you want to listen to our classless, or the classic season of our first season we're doing now on our the Patreon and Supercast is the first season of Happily Ever After. I want to remind you, we dropped, if you're confused, like, but wait a minute, you dropped that on the free feed. Why aren't you dropping the second episode? We dropped the first episode just to remind
y'all. Remind you, well, what's there for you?
What's there for you? So if you're interested, that's on the $5 tier, and the $8 tier will get you Extreme Sisters, all that kind of stuff, and also we'll get you commercial free of this episode you're listening to on the free feed. We put that commercial free at the $8 tier for people because some of you don't like the work we put into our commercials and you read us for filth. That's fine. Last but not least, the $15 tier is for only on Patreon because they have video. That's where you can
intimate portrait.
You can watch us do the podcast, and that's also where we do a YouTube live every month.
Yep.
And
also merch discounts.
Merch discounts. So, and new merch is coming next week. Next week.
Yep.
Oh, y'all, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love, Poodle, but just in all the wrong places.
Right. And if you have ever uttered the line before role play, there once was a boy from Nantucket.
Call us.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.